today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Federal funding is expected at Capital Metro for a...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
KLBJ Austin, it's 4 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. When President Obama addressed the graduates of Notre Dame, he also addressed the controversy that preceded and accompanied his visit. Let's go live now to Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
Karen, President Barack Obama talked about abortion, telling graduates,
"So let us work together to reduce the number of women seeking abortions. Let's reduce unintended pregnancy."
Some guests who stood up and yelled were escorted from the audience, the students in unison chanting back, "We are ND," on some graduation caps in protest of the president's visit, the sign of the cross, and baby's feet. Outside, at least 27 people arrested on trespassing charges before and during the event. Karen?
Jennifer, this abortion controversy comes as President Obama is considering who will replace Justice David Souter on the nation's highest court. Senator Mitch McConnell is the Senate's top Republican.
I think Chief Justice Roberts had it right during his confirmation hearing. He said the judge ought to be like an umpire. Call the balls and strikes, but don't make the rules. That's the kind of individual we're looking for. We know it will be someone of the political left, but a number of leftish judges have been able to put aside their personal views and call it like they see it.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi got hammered on the Sunday talk shows after claiming last week the CIA lied to her about the use of enhanced interrogation techniques. Republican Senator John Kyle.
I am less interested in investigating whether her memory was correct or she lied about it than I am in the policies that flow from the debate that we're having. I am not one who thinks we'd ought to have truth commissions and all the rest of it and keep looking backward. I agree with the president. We've got enough on our plate. We need to look forward.
The senator was on ABC's This Week. CIA Chief Leon Panetta said last week the CIA misleads no one and was straightforward when it came to briefing lawmakers. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
News Radio 590 KLBJ. Good afternoon. It's 4:02. I'm Sarah Hudeberg. Topping Austin's news, the Austin City Council approves almost $800,000 in solar rebates for area businesses. Austin Energy's Ed Clark says that amount is the highest paid out so far to commercial property owners since the solar rebate program was launched.
We do have a limit. We do have a budget limit, and that budget limit right now is about $4 million a year.
Clark says Austin businesses can also benefit from federal tax credits that pay for up to 80% of solar panel installation. Well, the feds will likely help Austin's main transit agency start a new rapid bus program for two very long north-to-south routes.
It is part of a program from the president and designates $17 million in funding for two of Capital Metro's Metro Rapid buses. Cap Metro's Adam Shavitz tells KLBJ it means the agency will not have to front all of the money.
The fact that we've already been recommended for about $17 million is really great news.
Shavitz says ultimately they'll have to cover up to $37 million with federal funding. One route would link St. David's North with South Park Meadows to the south using Burnett and South Congress. The other route would link Tech Ridge with Westgate using Lamar Boulevard. Jared Allen, News Radio 590 KLBJ.
The Texas House has adopted new guidelines over how corporate money can be used in elections. News Radio 590 KLBJ's Emily Troub has more.
The bill would ban corporate and union money from being used on political attack ads. Political parties and political action committees could only use money from corporate and union donations on administrative costs. Opponents argue that the measure hampers free speech. Emily Troub, News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Now the KLBJ Radar Weather Watch with Richard Llewellyn.
Through the rest of the day, clouds will continue, 77. Tonight, clear, 54. Monday, sunshine, 84. From the Weather Channel, Everett Llewellyn, News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Right now, mostly cloudy skies, 76 degrees at Austin's airport. I'm Sarah Hudeberg. You can get instant news alerts at home or at the office. Register online at 590klbj.com.
Listen up, Central Texas. Alex Jones here with great news vital to the security of your family. The Hardware Store Incorporated in Austin is now a distributor for eFoods Direct Storable Foods. Bob Dacey's True Value Hardware Store is partnered with eFoods Direct to provide you with the best value in long-term storable food. At the Hardware Store, you can see it now, get it now, and save money on shipping costs, and buy in complete privacy if you prefer. Call the Hardware Store at 512-250-1591 today and have your food tonight. Don't have a truck? Borrow one. In these uncertain times, storable food is a great investment to make. You'll never have to...
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Well, let me just start the broadcast by putting a time stamp on it, because we stand behind what we say over the years and the decades. Unfortunately, it all comes true right on time, as we're reading the government's own declassified documents about how they work for offshore banks to set up a world government to carry out eugenics against the people of the planet. So it is May 17th, 2009, a Sunday edition. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Lots of phone calls today. 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525 will get you up and on the air. You can also call the local line from the station that the syndicated transmission comes to you from, News Radio 590 KLBJ. That's 836-0590. On any issue, any news item, anything you want to talk about, it is a complete and absolute total free-for-all today. That said, here is the news I have in front of me. The Bilderberg Group meeting is breaking up as we speak. And, well, I guess they're 8 hours ahead of us. So over there, it's almost the 18th over there. Or I guess it is the 18th over there. So yesterday in Greece, but today in North America, the Bilderberg Group concluded its 57th annual meeting. And for those that don't know, I put this in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, but now it's been completely declassified by the British and U.S. governments. Wartime Army documents from the Army and Marines and the British military as well, that the Nazis knew they were going to lose by 44. So they went underground and set up an organization that publicly emerged in 54 as the Bilderberg Group. And then they were going to set up a European Union, buy off the United States, and set up a North American Union. And that's in the Globe and Mail, BBC, and other major international publications. Now, I want to be clear. The New World Order is not Nazi. What really happened is, you know, the British media is spinning it that the European Union was set up by Nazis. And that's true to a certain extent. You had a lot of wealth, trillions of dollars, even in the numbers of the 40s, the tens of trillions today, that went underground. And it was intermarried with the British and other wealthy around Europe. and a lot of U.S. financiers and robber barons were buddies with the German aristocracy, the Crumps and others. The Rothschilds of England owned large parts of Germany at the time. The King of England had to abdicate because he was a public Nazi, Edward VIII. That's all on record, though it's not common knowledge. It's in the mainline history books. And so in 54, the CIA, with Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands and others, set up the first Bilderberg Group meeting to kind of bring together the German money with the Anglo-American slash Dutch money. And the Dutch have always been more closely allied to the Anglo-Americans, the U.S. and England, than they have been to the Germans. But that's kind of the nexus point. That's why it was the go-between point at the Bilderberg Hotel in the Netherlands for that meeting to take place. And the Bilderberg Group has been bragging the last 5 or 6 years. They released their minutes of their first meeting, of some of the meetings in the 60s as well, decades later, where they had bragged that they set up the Treaty of Rome to set up the European Union covertly, that they're setting up the North American Union by stealth, that they're basically shaping the world we live in today, an undemocratic, tyrannical world ruled by a private group of banks. And then the German chancellors and British prime ministers, people like David Rockefeller, write memoirs. He wrote his memoir 4.5 years ago bragging, yes, I'm trying to overthrow the U.S. and set up a new world order. I'm proud of it. Now, the elite will have all the rights in the world under this system, and everybody else will be poor slaves. Now, this is not a good system. Now, in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s, and on through today, in the year 2009, they run TV shows and movies and news articles making fun of people that believe in a new world order and international banks. And then they would mix in absurd things, you know. Here's a clip. And there's been tens of thousands of things I've seen on television like this. You've all seen it. It's propaganda. You're being brainwashed. Not so funny today, though, when you realize that openly they're announcing a new bank of the world that you will pay your global carbon taxes to. So we've learned the new Bilderberg Group agenda for 2009 to 2010. We'll go over that. That dovetails with Government Ready's Youth Corps to take on veterans in the United States. No, I'm not kidding. You heard me. A youth corps under the federal government to take on U.S. veterans and gun owners. Remember the DHS report a few months ago we broke? People never believed me all the years I warned you. Now we have the declassified documents that their main buildup of Homeland Security is for the American people. It's all been set up for us if we don't like the foreign bankers bankrupting everything. But let's go ahead and play Archie Bunker. And in fact, I don't have the printout in front of me. What year is this Archie Bunker from? I know it was back in the 70s. Here is Archie Bunker back in the 1970s talking about international bankers and communists wanting our guns. Ha, 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 isn't Archie Bunker an idiot? This is so that years later when they openly set it up, when you tried to fight back against it, your neighbors, most of you don't know why you laugh at people that talk about global cabals. Most of you don't know why you won't get involved in defending your country. You've been preconditioned tens of thousands of times by TV and culture that it's kooky to do so. They destroyed your natural defenses for sovereignty, for patriotism. They call it evil nationalism. Well, here they are, making fun of Archie Bunker. He's the buffoon. He's the racist. He's the idiot. And how dare him not want to turn his guns in and have international bankers ruling.
Last Saturday.
Good evening, everybody. This is Archie Bunker of 704 Hauser Street, veteran of the big war, speaking on behalf of Guns for Everybody. Now, question. What was the first thing that the communists done when they took over in Russia? Answer, gun control. And there's a lot of people in this country want to do the same thing to us here in a kind of conspiracy, see. You take your big international bankers, they want to, masticate the people of this here nation like puppets on a wing. And then when they get that done, turn us over to the communists.
I'm glad they put you on a stool. You look taller sitting down.
Now, I want to talk about another thing that's on everybody's mind today, and that's your stick-ups and your skyjackers, which, if that was up to me, I could end the skyjackers tomorrow.
You could?
All you got to do is arm all your passengers. You know, if you got no more superiority there, he ain't going to dare to pull out no rod. And then your airlines, then they wouldn't have to chase the passengers on the ground no more. They just pass out the pistols at the beginning of the trip, and then pick them up again at the end. Case closed.
All right, folks, we're going to come right back and analyze this brainwashing and take your phone calls and a lot more. But this is how programming works. This is how it's always worked. But, you know, in the states where they have said everybody can be armed with concealed carry, crime rates go down on average 24%. So, actually, that sounds radical to gelded, domesticated slaves, but not to everybody else. We'll be right back.
Beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free?
I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to GCN. GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
And it makes a fiery ring.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and go to your phone calls. Eric and Walt and Steve and George and Bill and many others that are patiently holding us do have one line open. That's a rarity. 877-590-5525 or 836-0590. And if you disagree with me, you also are welcome to call. Go to the head of the line, as long as we can keep it civil here, myself included. You know, I have problems with that. 877-590-5525. And coming up, government readies youth corps to take on vets 10 minutes into errant mayhem in his town near the Mexican border. And a gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has already taken out two people. One slumped in his desk, the other covered with blood on the floor. But here come the Boy Scouts under Homeland Security Command to seek and destroy and wipe out the vets. That's what the New York Times is reporting. And, you know, this isn't just one little case of it. There's hundreds and hundreds I'm aware of, so I'm going to try to give folks the big picture. This happened in Germany. This happens in Russia. This happens in China. I'm going to break down. And folks are on Infowars.com, you know, reading this article we wrote, Government Readies Youth Corps to Take on Vets. And they are saying, oh, look at these kids. They look like wimps. They'd be easy to wipe out. They're not coming today. They're training them when they're young and impressionable to turn them loose on you when they're 18 years old. Yes, we know at 14 they're not that formidable. The point is, in just a few years, they will be. They want them trained, but when they're still young and stupid at 18 and don't know what they're doing. And by the way, the government admits these are for the American people. Do you understand? This is serious. Okay, that's coming up. And then the latest on the Bilderberg Group, big developments there. The AP and Wall Street Journal and others finally reported on it. You never, never, never see mainstream reporting in the United States on the Bilderberg Group. It was 130 world leaders meet and chart the course of the planet. But we made a big stink about it this year, and AP and the Wall Street Journal reported on it. But the Wall Street Journal makes a joke out of it and says, the elite gather in Greece for a not-so-secret meeting. And, oh, what's the big deal? Yeah, you just said it didn't exist all these years, and now it's not-so-secret. They just arrested more than a dozen members of the press, including London Guardian reporter. We're trying to get within 2 miles on public beaches and sidewalks of the hotel. I mean, this is amazing. What is this, Russia or China? I guess it is. So we'll get to that coming up. Very, very important. Eric in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, how are you doing?
Hey, buddy. Welcome.
Hey, great news, Alex. Late last year, I did some work for Dave Mustaine and Megadeth and on their new studio. So I got to know Dave a little bit. I didn't, you know, try to press him for conversation, all that, but expected his time. But about a week and a half ago, I dropped by the studio and just kind of sat down with him for about a half hour and talked about various things. And I had mentioned the fact that he had been on your show, interviewed by you, and if he'd like to do it again. And he said he's got to talk to his manager and go through all the proper channels and whatnot. Maybe you might want to call him up. Set that up, because they're getting ready to send out a new album this fall. And he had one more song to write, and I asked him if he had seen A Bomb Deception yet, and he hadn't, so I gave him a copy, had some on my truck. Also gave him a copy of Freedom, Fascism, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Terror Storm, and Endgame. So Sometime this week, I'm going to follow up with them and see if you'd like to collaborate on a project to reach out to youth, because this is something that's very, very deep in my heart.
Yeah, I had Dave Mustang on because the music is all about one world government, new world order, and I remember listening to it in, like, junior high. I'm pretty young, only 35. I mean, I remember listening to it being 12, 13, getting all pumped up, going out and having a fist fight, you know, down at the railroad tracks. But the point is I didn't really get what the songs were about. I just liked it. And then years later, listening to it, it's all about the New World Order and all the album covers and everything. And, yeah, when I had him on the show, he was well aware of a lot of that. So I would like to have Dave back on. Have you gotten any feedback from him since he saw the films?
Not yet. He said he was going to watch Obama Deception that night, and that it might inspire his last song. So I'm definitely going to follow up. I've actually got some lyrical ideas that I'd like to bounce off him, but that's not why I went. I just went to talk to him. And
that's great. Well, listen, that's how we network, so stay in touch, and I appreciate it, Bubba. And we'll keep
Absolutely.
You in. Sure, go ahead, Eric. What else?
Absolutely. Yeah, you bet. I'll be talking to him this week.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, the person I'm proudest of waking up is Bruce Willis. But Bruce is a private guy, so I'm not going to get into it or talk about it. But according to Bruce, you won't be seeing him work for the neocons anymore. He still doesn't like the Democrats. Well, I can talk about what is known. I had Rick Linklater on about 2 years ago when A Scanner Darkly came out, film I'm in with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, and Woody Harrelson, and Mr. Who's the guy from, I met him a bunch. No, I know Keanu good. I always call him Morton Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. It's not Morton Downey Jr., the guy with the talk show in the 80s screaming and people smoking cigarettes. Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. Anyways, I'm in that movie. Pretty big part. But anyway, side issue. I never tried to be in it. Rick Linklater is just a great guy. Well, I did try once I heard I had a chance to be in it. I said, absolutely put me in it. Great guy, Tommy Pallotta and Rick Linklater put me in it. I don't want to talk about myself all day, so I want to hurry and get back to your call. But the point is, I had Rick on about 2 years ago to promote A Scanner Darkly, and I wasn't bringing up 9/11 to Rick. And he started saying he thought 9/11 was an inside job on the air. A lot of courage, you know, big director. School of Rock, Days of Confused, you know, list goes on. And so I had him on about that, and he said, yeah, I gave your videos to Bruce Willis, and he watched him and came back, and he sent me some of the emails Bruce had sent him, saying, yeah, this has really woken me up. Now I understand the left-right paradigm. I understand both parties are controlled. And then I had a chance later to talk to – well, I'm just going to leave it at that. The point is, I had a private conversation with somebody after that about 6 months later. And then people didn't believe Rick Linklater when he said it on air. The Neocon website said there's no way that's true. You know, Michelle Malkin and people. And then – he was in Vanity Fair when a big movie came out about a year ago, and he said, yeah, the same people that killed Kennedy are running things today, and I don't believe in the left-right paradigm anymore and all this stuff. So that is very, very exciting. I mean, you know, I didn't get into this to meet Charlie Sheen, who I think is the coolest person in Hollywood. You got to know him in person. I know him really well. You got to know – well, I'm not going to start dropping names. There's a lot of folks that are fans of the show that tune in that I talk to that want to be private. I'm just going to leave it at that. You know what? Let's go back to your calls. Walt in California. Walt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Can you hear me okay, Alex?
Yes, sir, I can. Welcome.
Yeah, you probably remember me. I marched with you in the cold, freezing rain in New York City with my brother, 911, bullhorning, and we bullhorned the Federal Reserve.
That was 2007. We bullhorned the Federal Reserve, Larry Silverstein's building, the new building 7, all of it. Yeah, it was good to be there with you.
So cold, and you and I, you know, talked several times. We sat down and talked.
We huddled up in the alleyway and kept each other warm. I'm just joking. Hey, hold on. Stay there. I'll come back to you, man. Hold on just a second. We got to do the news here. It's very important. Important messages. Crass commercial messages straight ahead. Alton Farrell, it's the G. Gordon Liddy Show. Stay with us.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
I can't get enough of that Jimi Hendrix, and I think this song says it all.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
All right, I'm going to phone blitz, then I'm getting into the most hardcore news I've covered in a while. I mean, I already knew they were training little kids in public school, the Boy Scouts and others, to take on American gun owners. I had that in government documents, but to have it right in the New York Times is just amazing with all these sickening photographs of it. That's coming up in a breakdown of the 2009-2010 Bilderberg Group agenda. And this is like looking into a crystal ball in the past, so you'll want to stay tuned for that to know what's coming up on the agenda of Spectre. That's the best way to describe it. The bad international private crime syndicate above governments. The only problem is the intelligence agencies work for Spectre. And they play the intelligence agencies off against the host nations and their own populations. That's the big mind trick. It isn't MI6 and the KGB, the FSB today that are fighting with each other. They work for Spectre, ladies and gentlemen. Truth is stranger than fiction. Call it the Bilderberg Group. Call it Spectre. Call it whatever you want. It's the Global Crime Syndicate. It's the New World Order. Okay, Walt, I'll get serious here. Go ahead and make your point, sir.
Okay. All right. CPS came to our house on Mother's Day and stole our six-day-old baby away from us.
Well, they've got quotas. I covered that last Thursday on the show. I'm sorry to hear that. They've got quotas. They do it outside the law. Tell us what happened.
Well, what happened was there were absolute false allegations made against me concerning child custody for my wife's other two children from another husband, okay? And we were in Florida, and her sister and her mother are completely insane. They tried to commit suicide multiple times. It's documented. It's proven.
Well, see, that's the problem. The state uses people tattling on each other, and the TV shows and the sitcoms train people to tattle on each other and do this. You know, the biggest culprits, the hospitals, or, you know, they catch marijuana in your blood, so they seize all your kids, and they don't tell you that you were basically in a jail cell when you came in to have a baby and that it would all be used against you. Or your child falls off the jungle gym in front of witnesses and breaks a finger, so they take them. But in the case of families ratting each other out, what the families don't know is when they make something up to get the children, most of the time the state doesn't give them the children to begin with. A lot of grandparents do this to get the kids, and then they get freaked out when it doesn't happen.
That's what it is. It's grandparents and the sister. And
but let me guess. Let me guess. The sister and the grandkids haven't gotten the baby.
Yeah, they got the baby now, too.
Well, that's better than nothing. Usually they don't get the baby.
No, they got them all. You don't get it. I mean, but they're horrible people, okay? And for those children to be in their possession is worse than anything we could ever.
Well, listen, you have to get a lawyer that's a specialist in this. There's some organizations.
I'm here and I'm sequestering help. I want to hire Harry Shapiro and Patrick Clancy. They're two experts, okay? I'm flat broke. I'm tossthekitty@yahoo.com and I'm MySpace. Toss the Kitty. I'm the one that wrote the song 9/11 was an inside job, okay? I have been a longtime patriot. I'm the only thing that I'm guilty of was leaving my wife for another woman. I'm guilty of that. But I shouldn't lose my baby over this, and we're destroyed. It's destroying us.
Well, sir, listen, let me stop, okay? I appreciate your call, okay? I can sit here and I can take 150 phone calls straight. Every hour of people that just had their kids taken, okay? They take over 1 million children a year. Most of them don't even go to somebody else in the family. I understand that. I understand they wanted the other two kids, and so now they've gotten your baby. And I understand it's criminal and it's sick. You're going to have to fight it out in the courts. And what's got to be defeated is these fake criminal family courts. Everybody's heard about them. Where the private adoption agencies and stuff get caught paying the judges under the table millions, and where they have actual orders for blonde-haired and blue-eyed kids. I had a state senator on earlier this week covering it. We gave your thing out. I'd like to help you, sir. It's just that I know how this operates. It's why I cover it every week on the show, but it is an innumerable amount of people that we would have to help. We have to change the system. And I know you're wanting to hire some type of specialist lawyers or something. You need to get with the big think tanks and websites that are experts on how to go after the criminal CPS system. Okay? And so the way this criminal system works is it sides with whoever makes the false allegation. And the family courts aren't real courts, so you have trouble facing your own accuser. And there's no judge or jury. All there is a big, fat pedophile judge 9 times out of 10. That's sitting there getting kickbacks on money for how many kids they grab. And I understand your pain, and it's hard for me to sit there and listen to it because it's very upsetting. That's why I cover it on the show every week. But all I can do is give out info. We're almost powerless when it comes to helping individuals. We've got to change the system. And if people wake up universally and realize what a criminal racket the family court system is, then we can start changing it. Let's talk to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Alex. First of all, two things I want to cover real quick. First of all, about the Boy Scouts. I was in the Boy Scouts for years, and, you know, I consider it no coincidence that now what you're bringing out about the Boy Scouts and, you know, what you brought out about Hitler's youth brigades, that our beloved governor, Rick Perry, not long ago came out with a book promoting the Boy Scouts. So I don't consider that he was defending them against, like, the homosexuals who are trying to infiltrate them. But I see this as a deeper agenda where it's no coincidence that, you know, just not too long ago he came out of this book. In other words, to give a positive spin on the Boy Scouts in the direction they're going now. You see what I'm getting at?
No, and, again, the Boy Scouts admittedly were set up to train youth for military induction and for camping and preparation. They admit that, and that's fine and dandy. But what Hitler did in 1933 is they had the German Boy Scouts. That's right. You know, it was the Kinderfolk. And this is mainline history for those that don't know, and I appreciate your call. It's a fine point. I'm going to start getting into that in the next segment. And they took over the Boy Scouts, and at first had it just normal Boy Scouts, and then turned it into paramilitary training. And then they set up the Hitler Jugend out of that. And just a few years later, those 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds in 1933, by 1941, 42, with the war raging, you know, they were now 20, 21, 22 years old and were fully indoctrinated. And that's what this is all about. And that is what is happening here. You know, torture, secret arrest, youth brigades. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not just that. We now know what the global uniform is for these youth. And Barack Obama has released a Secure Corps video with them doing military drills. Ladies and gentlemen, this is off the charts. It's up on Infowars.com. You can see it right now. We're going to play the audio coming up in the next segment when I detail all of this. George in Texas. Oh, by the way, to Walt, who called earlier, Walt, send a email to Rob D at Infowars.com with all the facts of the case written out, because just to come on here and kind of talk about what happened to you, or to start naming people in an extended family, you know, I need to see the documentation first. I need to consider you for being a guest on the show. That's how we do that when we do shows on the CPS, because it's a very, very, very serious situation. Okay, so I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Texas. George, go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
You know, the thing is, I talked to a few military, and you know, the thing is, I started to find out that a lot of the children being taken are from fathers that are deployed overseas, and they're not there to protect their homes.
Yes, the CPS does take a lot of the military's children, and the government recruiting arms are doing a lot of that. No, this is all, folks, they make the troops pay for plane tickets and their back home and their meals when they're in hospitals. This government is degenerate, but they wrap themselves in the flag and say, we're patriotic, go along with the police state, or you don't like the police and military. Police and military, you are dog meat to the New World Order. Henry Kissinger wrote a book calling you dumb animals.
Yes, Mark. Alex, can I ask you one more thing? When are you going to get Mark Kornke on again?
You know, I might get Mark on sometime. Well, you know, we've had Mark on before. He hasn't invited me on his show, though. Listen, we're going to go ahead and go to break and come back with more phone calls. And I've always defended Mark, and one day I heard him on the air with some caller, horrible guy, saying things about me. He didn't really defend me, so I've kind of gotten...
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years, and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're shouting at the devil, saying, hey, Obama, you said they were going to stop the torture and the secret arrest and no more indefinite detention and rights for detainees. Now you've gone back on all of that. And there's all these idiots that say, they're Al-Qaeda, they can't have rights. You know they're now saying in all the big court cases that U.S. citizens don't have rights, and they're going to use and are using all the anti-terror laws, the American people. And all the major training manuals are about gun owners, conservatives, and veterans, dummies. They get you sold on it for foreign cave dwellers and saying, yeah, take them, you know, Arabs' rights. They're not Arabs. They live in Central Asia. Take their rights when it's really for you. Those Central Asians work for the CIA against the Serbs, against the Russians. You were set up. You were the targets, dum-dums. The free market, our free society, our private property was the target. Look at these headlines. AmeriCorps paramilitary propaganda ad. Wait till you hear the audio from this, and the video is even more incredible. Obama continues torture and torture-related murder in the bogus war on terror. Another story by Kurt Nemo up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And Bilderberg wants global Department of Health and Global Treasury Department. We're going to go over all of this coming up in the next hour. But right now, back to the phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt. And Matt, where are you calling us from?
Hey, Alex, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, where are you calling us from?
Missouri, sir.
Okay, welcome to the airwaves.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to read you two passages that describe everything that you do and what we all need to do in our fight against evil in the New World Order. And the first one here is Ephesians 6, verse 10, armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of darkness world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
Now, how does that combine with Romans 13? They take out of context and say all governments of God do whatever it says. Then the founding fathers were wrong to rebel against King George III. We were wrong in the 40s to rebel against Hitler. We were wrong to rebel against Napoleon. The entire Bible is about standing up against wicked government. Again, give folks that famous verse again.
It's Ephesians 6, verse 10. And another one that describes why we need to fight these people and why they're in the positions that they are and why they worship Lucifer would be Luke 4, verses 5, which I'm sure you've heard before. And this is when Christ is being tempted in the wilderness. The devil leads him up.
Says, get behind me, Satan. He offers him the whole world, all the kingdoms that work for him. But according to Romans 13, out of context, Jesus should have hit his knees and said, hail, Satan, because I've got to follow the will of God. All government is of the Lord. Hence, Satan is God of this world. Hail, Satan! Hail, Satan! Hail, Satan! All the Baptists and all the Catholics all hit their knees under Romans 13. The favorite verse taught everywhere as the federal government takes over all the major denominations. Hail, Satan! Satan. Hail Satan. No, don't shout at the devil. Worship the devil because it's of the Lord. He's the God of this world. And nothing bites like I do. Nothing screams out loud in the dark of night. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Absolutely. It says over and over in the Bible how that Satan is the prince of this world and he can give these people that bow down.
And it's of the Lord to bow down to the government. No, it's the good Lord. They don't listen. Don't listen to the caller, people. No. It's don't rebel against government. You'll go to hell if you do. The Christians were evil that didn't bow to Caesar that he burned at the stake in the Colosseum. They were bad. Don't listen.
Okay, I'll quit being sarcastic. Go ahead, sir.
If I could, I'll just finish Ephesians 6.
No, don't read it. It's evil. Bible verses are evil. The government says don't read it. You've got to follow what the government says. Romans 13, don't.
Sure, don't tell it. Go ahead and read both verses, the earlier Ephesians and the next one, because I've been interrupting.
You want me to start over?
Start over with the blasphemy according to the government-run churches that say bow down to government. This is blasphemy and heresy you're all about to hear right now because the church has turned into a government-paid operation, and that is of the Lord. This caller is evil that's calling in. Go ahead, evil caller.
Okay. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God
so
you can stand against the devil's schemes. For our power is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground after you have done everything.
Day of evil, I'm going to be raptured. I don't have to fight evil. Of course, there's nowhere in the Bible that there'll be a pre-rapture, but so what? I'm supposed to lay down. Stop reading that Bible. It's evil. The churches say that we should bow down to the leaders of the world. Continue, heretic.
Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Breastplate of righteousness.
No.
Stand with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. Take up the shield of faith. And extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
No, don't do it. Romans 13, submit to the government. Do what they say. Don't listen to Matt.
And the devil, and this is Luke 4, verses 5.
Oh, not another one.
Go ahead.
The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I will give you all the authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone who I want. So if you worship me, it shall all be yours.
Why not turn this bread into the stones into bread? Why not jump off and have the angels lift you up?
Do not tempt the Lord thy God. Get behind me, Satan. But see, according to Romans 13 misinterpretation, he should have hit his knees and said, all government is by the authority of God. Hence, he should have hit his knees and Jesus should have hailed Satan. But see, that's how blasphemous Romans 13 is if you're a Christian. But even if you're not a Christian, folks, just a sociologist, do you understand that all the major churches of the world are now under government finance, government payoffs, or government 501c3 status? And they literally get up there and spew under the clergy response teams pure government propaganda when the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. We were the first country to say the government isn't going to run religion, which is exactly what Jesus said. So they twist all of this. I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you, my friend. And, of course, I'm being sarcastic through all of that. I mean, to say that we should go along with whatever government says is a giant, stinking lie. Look at the Christians in Rome and the Colosseum. Look at all the prophets being killed or imprisoned. Look at Jesus. But, again, the salt of the earth, Christians are supposed to be involved. You know, the government said slavery was the law in 1800, and Christians were the abolitionists, wouldn't go along with it, and they broke the law to save blacks and others. They broke the law, you know, when it was illegal to protect slaves, and they went and said no to the government, we're going to change this, but not according to Romans 13. We should still have blacks pulling plows out there right now. This is how sick you are that go to these devil churches with their big Moloch steeples and their phalluses to, you know, all, to the sun out there. Just go worship your son. You're 666. He who hath understanding, let him reckon the number. Captain Cook, did you sail and discover the Botany Bay there, Captain? You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Actually, sir, that's Captain Kook, America's politically incorrect superhero, and fighting the New World Odor since 1989. And I just wanted to say that, you know, Archie Bunker being portrayed as a bad guy when really he's the good guy is just a small sample of the cancer that started back in the 70s and has worked its way up to being a big cancer now here.
No, the government's good. Oh, please. Sir, you want to be damned to hell? You better worship government, boy. You'll lose your salvation.
I know. I'm Al-Qaeda. You know, what can I say? I think the government's a bunch of rogue criminals.
Oh, no, don't say it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. No, I think the government's a bunch of old criminals. No, I don't think it, Alex. I know it. I think what we call television nowadays is a great waste of time.
No, it's good for your brain. Don't Google television Alzheimer's with all the thousands of studies that it literally rots your brain. It's good. Watch more. Oh, drink more fluoride water. Take more flu shots. No. No, Captain Kook. You are a kook.
Right.
Turn your firearms in. The founding fathers were against firearms.
Anything else, Captain Crunch or Kook or whatever your name is?
Kook. Correct superhero.
Well, your phone's cutting out, Captain Kook. We'll be right back with the next hour. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
And the city of San Marcos implements new rules.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Radio 590 KLBJ Austin.
Fox News Radio, I'm Ron Flatter. Pomp and circumstance, caps and gowns, protests and arrests. The scene at the University of Notre Dame today, where President Obama became a lightning rod just for being there. The bones of contention, abortion and stem cell research. We get this live report from South Bend, Indiana, Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
Ron, the president jokes about one controversial issue, honorary degrees, saying he's only one for two as president, but a more serious tone on the subject of abortion.
When we open up our hearts and our minds to those who may not think precisely like we do or believe precisely what we believe, that's when we discover at least the possibility of common ground.
He also mentioned embryonic stem cell research. Some non-student hecklers in the crowd were quickly escorted out of the Joyce Center arena. A couple dozen protesters have been arrested on campus for trespassing. Ron?
A call for President Obama to reconsider his plans to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, especially if it means moving terror suspects where they're not wanted.
It's been a position stated by some in the administration that there's no problem incarcerating terrorists here. It is a problem. It makes whatever town that has the terrorist a potential target for a terrorist.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News Sunday. Democratic Congressman Peter King of New York concedes the shutdown of Guantanamo should at least wait.
There's going to be other cases. I don't even know if the tribunals are working. That's why the reports coming out of the administration that could there could be up to 50 of these detainees who are very violent, very dangerous, but there may not be enough evidence, and the government may be looking for a form of preventive detention.
King today on CBS's Face the Nation. Attorney General Eric Holder last week said dangerous prisoners would not be released in the United States. The price of gasoline rising 25 cents a gallon the past 3 weeks. The Lundberg survey saying unleaded, averaging $2.30 a gallon nationwide. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
News Radio 590 KLBJ, it's 5:02. I'm Sarah Hudeberg. Topping Austin's news, Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo tells East Austin residents during a community meeting that the department continues to investigate Monday's police-involved fatal shooting of an 18-year-old.
Officer Lenny Quintana was the shooter in the incident, saying the two men, Nathaniel Saunders and Sir Smith, made threatening moves toward him. However, he did not turn on his dash cam video at the scene. Chief Acevedo says he is taking that into consideration during the ongoing investigation.
Maybe he screwed up completely. Maybe he didn't. I can tell you that he screwed up with that camera. I wasn't on, and I got a problem with that.
Chief Acevedo says the investigation will take between 60 to 90 days. Emily Troop, News Radio 590 KLBJ.
The city of San Marcos is implementing new rules for noise in their city's neighborhoods. Assistant Police Chief Lisa Dvorak says the new rules are a response to 2,700 noise complaints last year.
If you're going to have a gathering, there are things that you can do to keep the noise down and still have a really great time and have your friends over and enjoy being able to socialize and have people at your house.
Dvorak says the new rules allow officers to use their judgment about whether the level of noise at neighborhood parties or gatherings is excessive. Some federal tax hikes under consideration are raising the ire of the chairman of the Texas Workforce Commission.
Tom Paulkin is calling the proposed tax hikes on the U.S. energy industry a job killer for Texas.
More than 100,000 Texans are currently employed in
energy-related fields as oil and gas extraction, petroleum and coal products manufacturing, along with pipeline transportation.
Paukin says the energy industry can help lead Texas out of the economic recession, but not if taxes are raised that push those employers out of business. Diane Hodges, News Radio 590, KLBJ.
The KLBJ Radar Weather Watch calls for lows dropping to 54 tonight. Right now, 75 degrees. I'm Sarah Hudeberg. KLBJ News Time is 5:04.
Through the rest of the day, we'll continue with clouds and 77. Tonight, clear, 54.
Belly up to the bar, and let's talk. Jeff Ward, 3 to 7 on News Radio 590 KLDJ.
Do you trust electronic payments? If not, you should. For years, writing checks was considered the safest way to send and receive payments. But every check you write has your name, address, and account number printed right on it. With an average of 8 people touching your checks during the clearing process and identity theft on the rise, it's time to reconsider the way you pay and get paid. Direct deposit and direct payment are safe and reliable. Payments are made automatically on a predetermined date and flow through a secure, encrypted network. And they're environmentally friendly too. Ask for direct deposit at work if it's not currently offered.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, this is going to be a very serious second hour. We'll continue to focus on your phone calls at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. And again, the Bilderberg Group and what their agenda, we've learned more over the weekend, from Greece, suburb of Athens, there on the coastline, where the world leaders met. We'll give you the boil down of that. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, don't forget my websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv is our member site. And it's 5 years up and running, all of my films. And then, of course, we simulcast with my live TV show during the / radio show during the weekday transmission. And my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films are posted there at PrisonPlanet.tv, and your PrisonPlanet.tv membership also makes much of what we do here in my media organization possible. So I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members out there. Also, I'm going to start every month churning out DVDs that are more presentations, not films. I'm going to try to make 3 films a year instead of 2 films a year. And every month or two, I'll probably stagger it. I'd say every 5-6 weeks on average, a presentation. And one of those is the Aaron Russo interview I did shortly before he died in 2007, the last videotaped interview that we know of that's out there. Most of it's on the web for free. We put it out. But this is an updated version with some commentary by myself with the latest developments and some of the interview that we didn't put out on the Internet. That is now available on DVD at Infowars.com, and everybody's library needs to have it. Also, every month we're going to have a best of from the TV show. We do always simulcast the radio show with the ads cut out and any extra stuff cut out, shot in high def, burned to one high-quality DVD. This month's has Alan Watt, police chief in Austin, Art Acevedo. Of course, the UFC host and movie star and TV host in his own right, Joe Rogan. It's got folks in it like Mr. David Icke and a lot more. So the first month of that is now out. I'm going to have a best of every month. We call it the DVD Arsenal, also available there at the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. Okay, let me just stop right there and get focused. I tend to psychologically shy away from getting into this because it's such a upsetting subject and so real. I want to start out with the audio of the one-minute government-paid-for video that we have up on Infowars.com. This is AmeriCorps paramilitary propaganda ad. And when you watch this ad and you study it, it's absolutely horrifying. When you have the background knowledge of what you're witnessing, it's even more horrifying. But anybody can watch this and say, what is this straight out of Soviet Russia or Communist China? I would say it's more akin to Communist China or Cuba, Communist Cuba. Now, this uniform they're wearing, I saw different bills Bill Clinton got passed to start this in 1997. I talked about it in my film Police State 2000 in 1999. But in some of the legislation they've passed, it says gray uniforms, and we have seen those. And that's going to be for more of the paramilitaries, more of the cream of the youth corps. Then the next category are going to wear red jackets with khaki shirts and khaki pants that looks like something out of a science fiction dystopia. And I know this because in the U.S. we first learned of this about 7-8 years ago. In England, we learned of this 2 years ago. They're also doing it in Japan, in Germany, in the Netherlands, in Ireland. And they're doing it with the Boy Scouts overseas, the Boy Scouts here. They're doing it with Secure Corps, Division of AmeriCorps. They're doing it with public school children, putting them in uniforms, but only, you know, on the weekends when they take part in federally funded under BATF, FBI grants, you name it. And so when I saw this video this morning put out by the federal government with taxpayer money, it shows them doing push-ups and squat thrust and, you know, basic military maneuvers out in a military training field with officers in front of them in their new fascist uniforms with arm patches, armbands. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than this. And it horrified me because I keep seeing this same uniform pop up worldwide. This is global. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is the audio of the video.
We are God.
I am change. I've been around since the beginning of time.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Over the years, I've had many faces. Over the years, I've had many looks.
I have a dream.
But I've always had the same goals. To make this world a better place by helping those who need it most. To never turn my back when things get tough. And to show that positive can always overpower negative.
That's enough. I can't listen any more of it. Yeah, positive. That means I don't think, I'm just positive and follow orders. And they show pictures of Martin Luther King and Gandhi. Martin Luther King and Gandhi would have fought against what's happening right now. You better believe it. So this is almost like if the Nazis rolled themselves in happy, lovey, you know, liberal packaging. But when you study what the actual training is, it's to spy on neighbors. It's to have a national security force as big and strong as our military. And then you read specifically what the White House says. It's going to be compulsory at military camps. Rahm Emanuel's on record. It's been at change.gov. But they're in uniforms, chanting and marching and with flags and out there drilling. I mean, it's a field marshal basically running it. All of this going on, and this is just the public face of it to sell the population. when you get down to the nitty gritty, it's what the New York Times reported on. But again, they reported it with a positive light as well, with showing big color photos of 14 to 17 year old Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, marching around with MP5 submachine guns, practicing, quote, taking on U.S. veterans. And then you see all the mainstream articles over the last few years about how they're training every local department in the country, the feds are, to prepare for improvised explosive devices. And they're telling local police, harden your local facilities, get ready for terrorism. The number one threat is in Al-Qaeda now. It's former military people and gun owners. And the DHS report says that, and libertarians and don't tread on me people and folks that won't turn their guns in. And then you find out that under SecureCorps, and I first saw this 7 years ago in the Philadelphia Daily News, that said a division of AmeriCorps that you just heard the ad from, with them out marching around in red uniforms. You know, what is this, Mortal Kombat or something? And they're almost dressed like the bad guy from Mortal Kombat. I mean, this is really good. These are actual commie outfits. I mean, talk about, this is unbelievable. I mean, you might as well wear like leather jackets and leather ball caps or something. I mean, it's just out of control. Armbands, the whole nine yards. And the young, stupid kids love this, folks. They love playing with guns. They love being able to march around and drill. They love being made to feel important. And so they're now launching this with millions of youth nationwide. That means within 2 years, they'll be ready to move against the population. 4 years, really ready to move. And you watch, when Barack Obama leaves in 4 to 8 years, the next president, whether it's a Republican or Democrat, they're going to expand it. Because the presidents are now just front men and puppets. So I want to give you some of the background of this. But if you notice, it's not ITT technical anymore. It's ITT law enforcement, security guards training. It's not how to fix computers. It's not how to make computers. It's how to be a cop or a rent-a-cop. And the public schools have these law enforcement semesters in high school and junior high where they train them to write dossiers on their parents. And now the New York Times reports as if it's a good thing that children are telling their parents to turn the faucet off and don't water the yard and bossing their parents around and tattling on their parents. Oh, isn't it cute? No, it's not cute. It's hardcore scientific tyranny. Stay with us. We'll break it down and take your calls on the other side.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kits' hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazerRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazerRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
You're listening to GCN. GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
When it's time for leaving, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you know, I don't want to do a disservice here. I don't want to come on air and just calmly report on this and in a way, condition people to accept it. This is a big deal. This is really bad. Let's say there's a list of 100 things a government checks off to bring a nation to total tyranny and bondage and oppression. And one of the biggest ones you check off is indoctrinating the youth paramilitarily to train the central government, to serve the central government, to be trained by the central government. And that is what is happening now. And I keep telling people it's in government documents. It's being set up. It's being done. When I was in high school, they were just now, this is like 18 years ago. Hard to believe I'm getting that old. They were already setting up that you could take a law enforcement semester. But then it was just learning about it, and I didn't do it. Now they, and I mean, I've gotten the grants, the federal grants to the schools. And the BATF or the FBI or the federal marshals or different grants, they federalize a local group of police officers or sheriff's deputies, and then they go teach the federal curriculum. And it is, what is in your parents' medicine cabinet? And then it's, let's go out with M16s or toy M16s at first, then real ones later, and do warrant service training. Let's practice running checkpoints. By the way, it's in the stack if I have time to get to it. Tennessee newspapers have given us credit. It's up on Infowars.com, a link to the article, that we supposedly stopped illegal military checkpoints to be run in Tennessee. Well, it'd be nice to get the credit, and they have the governor's statements and others in there, but they, the governor and the state reps said don't have the illegal military checkpoints without warrants, and it went ahead and happened. So we actually don't deserve the credit, but we did point it out. I don't even, the media is not even getting it right here. The point is I mean, again, suddenly all over the country, the Army's running checkpoints. Suddenly they're just popping up with drills, and then the drills go live, and they're searching citizens. This is to acclimate and to test which cities, which counties, which states will go along with takeover. And then why would the military want to take over? Because they work under NORTHCOM, which is publicly chartered under the North American Union. That is public declassified treaties. We are in the NAU. And under this new system, we don't have any rights or liberties. Now, they can tell me all day I don't have rights and liberties, but I have them because God gave them to me. I'm innately a free being, even if you're an atheist. Don't you believe that you're innately a free human, that the government, you know, can't stick you on the end of a pike out front the castle gates for no reason if they want to? Oh, it's so amazing, ladies and gentlemen, to have all of this happening. But up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, a story by Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nemo, Government's Ready Youth Corps to Take on Vets. 10 minutes into an errant mayhem in the town near Mexican border, and a gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has already taken on two people, one slumped in the desk, the other covered in blood on the floor. And it goes, the New York Times article reporting on how the Boy Scouts are being trained to take on domestic terrorists. Now, see, if this was just one drill, you'd say, oh, well, in that one scenario, the feds in the grant paid to have this. No. I have articles in Texas, Michigan, California, New York, everywhere. I have Hobbs Middle School article 1998. In fact, if folks don't believe this, Google it again like I did 2 weeks ago on the air. Hobbs Middle School Marines martial law. Hobbs Middle School Marines martial law. 1998. We have the article saved, and a listener faxed it to me, and I called the Marines up and I said, did you really go in and tell the kids it was martial law and put guns to their heads? And they said, yeah, we were ordered to do so. The Marines weren't even hiding this. This has been a long-term strategic operation to acclimate everybody, including the children, to go along with this. So they have drills where they come in and say, the police come in and say, unannounced, in Michigan, the AP reported, we're here to kill you. We're the homeschoolers against public education and for the Second Amendment. I'm not kidding, that's a quote. And then the kids' parents say, what was this about? Oh, it's about homeschoolers attacking. Those darn homeschoolers. I mean, that'd be like if I didn't like black people and I dressed up, you know, in blackface and went over to my neighbor's house and beat him up and said, I'm a black guy, I don't like white people. That would be a false flag attack against black people. If I burned down the police station and then left evidence that somebody I didn't like did it, that would be a false flag, a staged terror attack. When the police attacked their own police in Denver and in Canada last year and in England at the G20 2 weeks ago and then admit they did it, that's a false flag to make all the demonstrators look bad. Well, it's the same thing here. They have these drills everywhere where veterans go crazy and kill everybody. Or where homeschoolers come to the public school and kill people. Or where militia members come and kill people. That's how they demonize gun owners, veterans, and others to the local police. It's a simple false flag. It's basic psychology. Do you like being manipulated? Do you like being suckered? Do you like being fools? And now they've announced, you know, I said 1 million off of Rahm Emanuel's book he wrote 3 years ago, and now he's chief of staff, and now the White House is saying 8 million, 7 to 8 million in the New York Times, youth corps with police powers, with environmental corps, armed corps, you know, all these different surveillance squads. They're announcing it. And what are the number one new federal grants for people to get tuition in the schools? When a kid has great grades, they get scholarships now to not be a nuclear physicist, to not be a biologist, to not be a teacher, to not be a physical therapist. No, the biggest piece of the pie now is law enforcement and surveillance and Patriot Act compliance. And what is it? Data mining, spying on neighbors, running people's backgrounds when they rent a car, get a hotel, how to be spies. That's why everywhere you go now, there's security guards and spies, and you can't videotape here as you walk down the street, you know, videotaping a landmark. Acting like everybody's a terrorist. See, it's all for us. It's all for the people, because big offshore banks publicly and Trilateral Commission, CFR, Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group documents that we post on Infowars.com that are now mainstream news, Politico, CBS News, all these major newspapers, Portugal Television, biggest papers in Greece are now quoting us because we get the documents. We send the teams to Bilderberg. I get arrested going to it. Jim Tucker does. Others do. More than a dozen reporters got arrested over the weekend in Greece just trying to cover these people meeting. And you know what their documents say? They are going to have a string of controlled financial implosions, each one worse than the next. Government's going to pose as the savior during each one and use that to get more control for select group of corporations. They're going to hand what's left of the West industry over to select banks. Then they're going to bankrupt the world currency's total and have a new global digital currency. See, first they're going to go to regional currencies where you still have your dollar or still have your euro, but it will be digitized and set to the same rate every day, the same currency rate, in the name of stabilization. Then they're going to go right to thumb scans and retina scans. This has openly been announced. That's the new global currency. And if your retina's turned off, your thumbprint's turned off, no buying, no selling, total control. Think of what Hitler or Stalin would have done with that. Stay with us. Your call straight ahead.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day.
Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Folks, it couldn't be creepier when you look at what the federal government's doing. All the warrantless wiretapping and the secret arrest and no rights for detainees. And if you read that Military Commissions Act, it says that's for U.S. citizens as well. Just, they just strip you of your citizenship. And then you look at where the funding's going. I'd say 98% of anti-terrorists focused inward on the American people and to federalize local police. This is all for you, the youth corps, the Boy Scouts. And I don't want to just single out the Boy Scouts here because I think it's been a very good organization overall. I'm talking about all the public schools, the private schools. They're all being recruited into these federal programs where the youth actually march around and train with guns and train for gun confiscation. And Obama keeps getting up and saying, oh, I don't want your guns. We're not coming after your guns. They've got 8 different bills introduced that will basically completely ban the Second Amendment. They're trying to get us to sign on and to get the they've already signed on. They want the Senate to ratify this small arms ban that states that it'll ban the Second Amendment right down to black powder. I mean, it's all happening. It's all happening. Everybody's worried about the economy, and the media keeps saying everything's fine. Yeah, Chrysler's laying off 3,000, and GM's going to lay off, you know. When I say 3,000, I mean 3,000 dealerships. Yeah, they're shutting all the, you know, all the Chrysler dealerships, or almost all of them. They're going to shut down 3,000 GM ones, but everything's fine. And yeah, $14.8 trillion in 7 months has been stolen by offshore banks. And then the very banking heads meet in secret in Greece, and mainstream reporters for the biggest Greek papers, biggest British papers and others, London Guardian and others, and I interviewed them Thursday and Friday, they went and showed up. They went there. And they got arrested. They got picked up. Hey, guys, will you guys come reboot the phone system? It just shut down in here. That's why old pad and paper seems to be good with these guests. These computers are always frying out. Thank you, because I want to go back to the calls here in a moment. Look, all of this is going on. All of this is happening. And I know it sounds crazy. I can't believe it. I understand. But they couldn't believe it in Germany in the 30s. They couldn't believe it in Russia in 1918. They couldn't believe it in China. But it's happening here. And it is the big money setting up a police state to turn the poor people loose on you. And they're going to tell the poor folks, you know, here's a fancy uniform. Here's a machine gun. And it starts slow. You know, military in New York after 9/11, and then military at the Kentucky Derby, and then military arresting people at the Kentucky Derby, and at college football games and the Super Bowl, and then the regular army at high school football games. It's now happening. These reports are pouring in, mainstream news everywhere going, oh, yes, the Army and the Air Force MPs were out in Tennessee, we're out in Arkansas, we're out in Michigan, we're out in New York, running checkpoints today, just searching people for everyone's safety. Oh, hi, I'm the regular Army. I'm just here to search you. And then they're having drills in Florida and Arizona and California and upstate New York with foreign troops training with public FEMA drills to take over the U.S. and saying, oh, yes, in newspaper headlines, foreign troops will help if terrorists strike. They've done this before, actually. Why, Mexican troops helped in New Orleans and, you know, Norwegian troops helped after 9/11. See, they just set the press. It's happening. As bad as things are now, this is nothing. What are they planning so bad? They think we're going to accept youth corps running around in gray, red, and blue uniforms? That's the youth. They're in uniforms. You can go to the government websites. I have it up on Infowars.com. They're in blue, gray, and red uniforms running around, and they admit they're going to come door-to-door in RDR asking you if you support the president's policies and then marking down your house if you support or not. Talk about intimidation. Unspoken. Oh, hi, we're just here in a red uniform to ask and see if you... It's happening, people! It's kind of a cool sound. Wow. 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 I mean, I don't know what it's going to take to get people. Oh, man. I wish this wasn't true, ladies and gentlemen. I wish. Let's go to your phone calls. Mike in North Carolina. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good. They just keep incrementally implementing this where it's kind of the ambient background, like the frog in the pot, and people put up with it.
Oh, they're pulling out all the stops.
Let me tell you, punks in red uniforms better not come around my house.
It's
that is un-American as it gets, and they equate it with our history. Yes, we're the youth corps in red uniforms and khaki pants. I mean, you got to see these outfits, man. Black boots and khaki pants and red jackets. I mean, it's military style.
It's unbelievable.
Listen, I forgot. The end of the video is the worst. I couldn't listen to it. So it says, and this is my uniform. This is what I wear. I mean, folks, look out, man.
This is crazy. But why aren't people outraged about it?
Because they drink sodium fluoride, a known sedative in every major government study, and then the public's so brainwashed because they made Archie Bunker talk about it, so people aren't kooks. They're not Archie Bunker, so they believe sodium fluoride's good for them. And people are fat, dumb, and happy. We had it so good because we had liberty that people just still can't believe it's happening to them. Let me tell you something. The economy's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. It's all by design. I'm on record 3 years ago making a film breaking down exactly how the economy would go down because we had spies inside Bilderberg, because we get arrested. We get death threatened. We go through hell to bring the fat, dumb American this information. But you may be fat and dumb, but you're my kin, so I still love you, and I'm not going to be free if you're not free. So I'm here saying, wake up! Wake up! Our house is on fire! And they're like, what's that smell? It smells like a barbecue. And I'm like, yeah, our house is burning. And they're like, shut up. I'm going to lay here on the couch. Listen, get up, man! Come on!
We've been chemically lobotomized, my friend. Or they're trying.
And with the entertainment. The average adult watches 4 hours of TV a day, and all the studies admit it literally puts you into a dreamlike state. That's not my opinion, Poke. Google search engine television watching dreamlike state, lowered brainwaves, television Alzheimer's. They know, ladies and gentlemen, it's brainwashing you. The flicker rates, the blue mist, you know, that's meant to get your eye focused on that, put you into subconscious mode, bombarding you with like 20 different images, shuts off your conscious thinking, goes right into the subconscious. They knew this 50 years ago.
I wanted to bring to your attention, April 3rd, CDC let out a report that they tested 18 baby formulas. Every one of them had perchlorate, rocket fuel.
I know, and also more than 90% has melamine that kills the kidneys, and they'd always said it was deadly, but when that came out, they said, we now say melamine is good for you, and they now say mercury is good for you.
Well, that seriously affects the infant brain development, and they know it. It's also in 35 states' water systems. They won't say which ones, but here's a kicker, Alex.
MBTE that they ordered put in the gasoline to help the greenhouse gas,
yep.
That is in 49 states that attacks brains.
But
of course, it's an accident.
Yeah, why does a one baby formula that has 80% of the market share have three times the amount that the other ones do?
It's an accident. I appreciate your call. Just like when you go into Babies R Us and all these stores, it's huge racks of fluoride for your baby, fluoride water, the mineral it needs, fluoride, and they know, not Babies R Us, but the company, they know fluoride is four times as bad. In fact, people don't believe me. I want to cover it in the last segment. Google and print for me fluoride more damaging to young brains, or fluoride increases cancer in children. It particularly attacks children. I'm going to read to you government reports. There's thousands of them, literally. But it's, well, your baby needs it. And I've talked to people in the old Soviet Union, and then I actually searched it and found it was true. They would have food rationing, no sausage, no bread, but when they went to school, there was always free chocolate, strawberry, and regular flavored milk free and it fortified with fluoride. Oh, free fluoride milk. Oh, the government wants to help. And they now say on government announcements and PR TV ads, mercury's actually good for the brain. And they've got ads where they say corn syrup's good, though you can Google that. More than half of the corn syrup in the country, high levels of mercury. We'll be right back. Don't listen to me. Drink more mercury.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Case's Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You notice how dull people look, how ill they look, how stupid even intelligence people are getting? Good thing to Google is health effects, fluoride in the brain. And under that, I found the Fluoride Action Network, but it links to a lot of studies I've seen in the past. Here's one, three studies that were done by the federal government. Fluoride effects on the brain, drinking water on children's intelligence. And it's got just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of studies put out by the National Research Council, the EPA, you name it. And that's why they've had the majority of EPA scientists. 2 years ago, I had one of the heads of their major union on saying, yes, they knowingly are putting deadly poison to brain damage the public in the water. I mean, I'm looking at literally hundreds and hundreds. That's why this is such a great 15-page article, because it's not even an article. It's just links to governments, Chinese, British, Russian, U.S., Canadian. I mean, I remember when I first looked this up more than 12 years ago on the Internet, I found University of Texas studies from like 1932 about how they were saying, yes, we could use this in insane asylums. It's a great sedative. It's just very toxic and causes cancer. Did you guys print up the studies for me about it massively increasing bone cancer? Absolute confirmed fact. But drink up. It's for your baby. Oh, the government wouldn't do that to make me more manageable. Well, listen, government idiots, you're drinking it too, you little control freak servants. This is a very small group of eugenicists at the top that are doing this. And I'm sorry a lot of you were too cowardly to admit the truth. The facts are the facts. Look at this, rat studies and brain cell damage with aluminum and fluoride in water, Wall Street Journal, October 28th, 1992. Fluoride in the pineal gland, BBC. Fluoride in the brain interview with Dr. Phyllis Mullenix interview. And it just goes through hundreds of these links. Full text, Zhang Q, Beijing, effect of fluoride in drinking water on children's intelligence. Full text, effect of fluoride on water intelligence of children. Here's the EPA. It is apparent that fluorides have the ability to interfere with the functions of the brain. Source, National Research Council, fluoride in drinking water, a scientific review of the EPA standards, National Academics Press, Washington, D.C. I'm on page one, by the way. This goes on for 15 pages. When I say thousands, I mean thousands. In harm's way, toxic threats to children's development. But don't worry, the stores have it just for your baby. Oh, they love you as the government cares. But meanwhile, you see all the big headlines about the government says we must reduce the population by at least half. Humans are bad. We want carbon taxes on fat people. We want carbon taxes to shut down U.S. industry. Do you know if you buy a piece of rural land and want to get an environmental exemption so you don't have to pay as many taxes on it, you can never go back. And even if somebody buys it, you could never convert back to agriculture. You could never use it for agriculture again because they don't want agriculture. They don't want industry. Do you understand? And it's not for the environment. It's so they control things. This is bigger than anything you could imagine, folks, what you're listening to. And I'm sorry it's some, you know, guy from Texas bringing it to you, but you need to step up and research this and find out about it. I'm sorry if your ego doesn't like knowing that you're a slave and under chemical and biological attack, but you still are under attack. You should love your children enough to care. It just goes on and on. I said I get into Bilderberg, and I have loaded phone lines here, and I just start thinking about a caller bringing up key points, and it's true. Let's take another call. Harvey in Florida. Harvey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. I wish folks weren't brain damaging their children, but hey, they love the government.
Well, I'd love to call you and give you some, I was an eyewitness several weeks ago. I sent there in an email. I'll give you the short version of what I saw. I was in the Tropicana Casino and Hotel in Atlantic City. I go in the elevator. There's a gentleman dressed in a suit. I said, oh, are you here for a conference? He goes, yeah. I go, what type of conference? He goes, National Security Conference. So we go down the elevator and I see an arrow where the conference is, a bunch of letters, FCC, HS. So I follow the arrow, and it turns out they had it spelled out when you went upstairs where the conference was. They had fusion centers, criminal investigation, homeland security, and I saw all these characters. It was unbelievable what was going on. It was a two-day conference.
Yeah, the fusion centers are federalizing everything, teaching the police that guns are going to be illegal, how to work with the youth corps. The local fusion centers track everybody's cell phone real time. They hit one code, they dial in to listen, another code, they follow you by name with your cell phone under federal law. No Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment, no Tenth. What else happened?
Well, there was a guy in a white suit with bars on his chest, so I believe he was a Navy admiral. And there were state police cars everywhere and stormtroopers from the state police in this conference. So this is,
well, you know who heads up FEMA and all the major departments is military people now.
Yep. This confirms everything you've been talking about.
So what else did you, I mean, did they see you and tell you to get out of there, or what was going on?
Yes, they gave me an escort out. I pretended like I was a senile old man, because I was just walking around trying to snoop on them. And I said, oh, no, I'm just looking for the elevators. You know, I pretended like I was senile, so they escorted me. The security escorted me out. But they were marching through this place. The admiral had five flunkies in suits following him like an inch from him as he was marching through the corridors. And every day, this was 3 weeks ago, and every day on the news, every minute of every day on every station across the land, they were talking about the flu outbreak. This was, and it was, they weren't hiding, but it was weird. Why would they be at a casino? They have to get in a little gambling while they're,
Because, well, I'm going to be frank with you. What do you think runs the New World Order? It's the global mafia. But no, they're having regional meetings everywhere to test their federal flunkies, and they're promising all the locals all the power they're going to get. This is a criminal takeover of society. And they are, look, the foreign banks are openly imploding the economy by design. They'll soon have us completely sucked dry. And they know when the public panics, they're going to release some flu or something as a cover story, as an excuse to clamp down. Oh, we got to have martial law for a flu. Remember, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I laid out it was a manufactured flu. Now, top scientists have looked at it and say, yes, it is totally manufactured, but as a beta test. And so it just gets crazier and crazier, my friend. I appreciate your call. Yeah, it's just Google fusion centers. It's the fusion centers that are getting these DHS reports saying veterans are the number one threat to Homeland Security. Number two, American gun owners. The whole anti-terror system is for you. You own a nice ranch, you own a company, you're the target. You're well-to-do, you're the target. You're middle class, you're a veteran, you're a gun owner, you're a retired police officer. What do you think happened in Russia and China and Cambodia? You better read up. You better find out who the targets are. These people mean business. They are training youth corps, I'd say, to be ready in 2-3 years. They'll be ready. They'll be, you know, the guys that are 16 are going to be 18. And they are training to go in and do seek and destroys, to go in buildings. It's in the New York Times, hidden in plain view. Oh, look at these young children training to kill the veterans. And the Homeland Security guys are, go in and get the shooters. Kill them. And it's always in a nice situational ethics where, you know, it's reasonable. Wonder if the Austin cops got that. Two guys are asleep in a car and they gun them down. And, of course, the cameras malfunction. And people call in on the radio and defend it and say the guy deserved to die for being in a car at night. Well, when a cop kills your kid in a car at night, just remember you asked for that karma. And you're like, oh, you don't like the cops. Oh, no, I didn't like the cops in Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union or in Fidel's Cuba right now or in Venezuela. No, you bet I don't. I don't like tyranny. If a cop's good and follows Bill of Rights, great. But the cops work for a system that works for foreign offshore banks. And cops, when they're done with you, you're going to be their number one enemy. So just get ready for it. You think you're in power right now? Just get ready. They're going to have a bunch of young scum right up underneath you. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Washington. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question I was going to ask you, but just incidentally, you'd asked what year that Archie Bunker clip was from. It was from 1972.
72, okay.
Yeah, and that euphemism of the boss hog that you're always talking about, the guy that played him was actually in that episode, too.
So just
a little trivial for your information. But what I was going to ask you was that protest at Arizona State, the one that Ernest Hancock was going to be a part of, and passing out the DVDs, and I know you and Jason had them on your shows last week.
Yeah, I saw a video of them handing out the DVDs.
Yeah, I was just curious, was there any word on how that went?
No, everybody said, oh, the Secret Service won't let them have micro FMs broadcasting there, and they won't let them hand out 15,000 of my DVDs. It's all a paper tiger. You have a First Amendment. They went out. They were very successful. Only had a few pirates, as they call the police, come up and tell them they didn't have free speech, and they said, go ahead and arrest us if you want, and the cops backed off. You see, we get these rights by demanding them and exercising them. The minute we bend over, we lose them.
Yeah, and just to show you how they were trying to dumb it down on the left, one of his former station colleagues, Ernest Hancock, on the station he used to be on, was reading some article. I guess he either got it out of Daily Coast or Huffington Post. Basically was an instruction guide on how the left should protest this, and telling him, oh, well, you know, you can say it is, but don't really complain about it and talk about coming to the protest with a positive message. And
yeah, it's all political correctness and control. You know, I meant to get into Bilderberg. We got articles detailing all of it. Their plan is global tax, global regulation, world government, bankrupting things, accelerating the depression. We have people inside, major breaking info in the articles and videos at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Great job, crew. Get fired up about freedom, take on tyranny, and we're going to win!
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder.